Okay, so I'd like you to lie on your back with your legs bent so your feet are flat on the floor. And we're going to start just bringing some awareness to your pelvis. Okay, so just start to take a nice deep breath in. And as you inhale, just allow the tailbone to roll down towards the floor so we create that nice arch. And then as you exhale, just bring it back to neutral. So just continue to do this in your breath rate. So as you inhale, let that belly really pop out. And then as you exhale, just let the brain find where neutral is for the pelvis. So just notice how we can release that tension that we hold in the belly from any anxiety or stress that we undergo on a daily basis. And notice as we allow that belly to almost inflate like a balloon, feel that or notice that there's a contraction in your lower back. Okay, now when your hips or your pelvis comes back to neutral, this time we're going to take the hips and the pelvis in a different direction. So as you take a nice deep breath, inhale with the hips in neutral. And then as you exhale, draw the ribs towards your pubic bone and allow that to flatten your back into the ground. And then inhale back to neutral. Again, keep this movement going. So as you exhale, focus on the rib cage drawing down towards your pubic bone as the back flattens into the ground. And again, inhale back into neutral. So again, as we draw the ribs towards the pubic bone and we flatten the back into the ground, we're kind of replicating that hollow or that shocked or stressed effect or reflex that we can exhibit when something, some sad news is announced to us, for instance. So we go into that almost fetal position. But what we want to do is decreate that reflex. So we're going to inhale as we come back to neutral. So let's just do that one more time. So as we exhale, we're going to draw the ribs and the pelvis towards each other. So really feel and notice that contraction through the belly, which allows the lower back to open as we flatten into the ground. Okay, now from this pose, let's go inhale and we're going to float, go all the way through neutral into that arch. So we're allowing the tailbone to roll down towards the floor, allowing that belly to really expand and pop out. And then as we exhale, we're going to draw the ribs towards the pelvis and flatten and open the back into the ground. So keep this really slow. And as a prompt, you might need to focus on four counts as you breathe in and four counts to breathe out. And just to bring more awareness to what's happening in the center of the body, you might like to place both hands on the belly. So spread the fingers out on the belly so that we've got the thumbs touching the bottom part of your ribs and then the fingers kind of touch or they're in the region of those bony parts of your hips. Okay, so what I'd like you to notice is as you inhale and arch and that belly pops out, you notice that the gap between the ribs and the pelvis really widens to allow the belly to expand and the back to arch at the back. And then as we exhale and we draw the pelvis and the ribs towards each other to allow that back to flatten into the ground, notice how your fingers and your thumbs can feel those bony areas. They can feel the bottom of the ribs. They can feel the hip region, for instance. And then as you inhale and you go into that arch, again, let the belly pop out and notice how that distance increases between the ribs and the pelvis. So we're trying to teach, and we will be teaching the body here, that when one side contracts, the other side relaxes. Now, if you find that you're the sort of person that is quite shallow with breathing, and you tend to breathe more in the ribs, in the top of the ribs there, and into the neck. Or you're an asthmatic, because again, that's what asthmatics do, is they breathe in the top portion of the rib cage. Then really focus on this movement. So as I continue explaining, just continue floating from the inhale and arch, and the exhale and flatten. And remember, slow the movement down. Don't go too fast. And also don't push through pain. We just move within that free movement range that you can do at this moment. And you'll notice every time you go into the one pose and then you go into the next pose, that your range starts to improve because we're starting to create more suppleness with the muscles. So don't underestimate how important this movement is, because when we get full control of our pelvis, we can start to break those habituated behaviours that we have, which may be creating that tail tuck when we go into an anxious state, or if we're the sort of person that's got to be on the go all the time, we will more likely allow that arch in the lower back to appear so that our bottom sticks out. So when we start to take conscious control of this movement, we then regain full control and coordination of the muscles through the hips, through the abdominals, and also through the lower back. So as you continue to do this movement, and you may like to rest your arms on the floor if you haven't done so already, with your palms towards the ceiling, just increase your mindfulness and notice if you're rolling into one hip more than the other side. So just notice that. And if you are, just make a conscious effort on this next inhale and arch to roll into that hip that you tend to roll into. So if there isn't a side that seems to jump out at you, just choose a side and inhale and roll into that hip. And then exhale and flatten the back into the ground by drawing the ribs and the pubic bone together. And as you roll into that hip, just press the opposite shoulder into the ground and allow your head to roll towards that shoulder that you're pressing into the ground. And notice how that's creating a diagonal arch. And then as you flatten the back into the ground, just roll that shoulder towards that opposite hip. And then notice how we're shortening across the front of the body, but opening through the back of the body. And then just bring your body back to neutral and rest. And then on your next inhale and arch, I'd like you to inhale and arch and roll into the opposite hip. So as you roll into that hip, just notice if it feels easier for coordination, or if it feels a little bit more challenging, or if it's quite sticky with that movement, if it doesn't seem to move so freely. So inhale and arch into that hip. And then exhale as you draw the ribs and the pubic bone towards each other and flatten the back into the ground. And then just to continue and grow this movement further, the next time you inhale and arch into that chosen hip, press the opposite shoulder into the floor and let the head roll to that side also. And then as you exhale, roll that opposite hip and shoulder towards each other, which opens out through that diagonal plane through the back, and we shorten through the front. So continue doing this movement and notice how we're retraining the brain and body to notice that when one side contracts, the other side relaxes. And this is what we want to create in everyday activity. We want to be able to move freely. We want to know that when we reach for something, the one side of the body will contract and the other side will lengthen and release in order to allow us to do that movement fully and efficiently and in a relaxed manner. So just finish the one that you're on and then just bring your hips back to neutral. And then let's recalibrate. So now let's show the brain where center is. So let's inhale and arch right through the center. So focus on that tailbone going between the legs. And then as we exhale, draw the pelvis and the pubic bone and the ribs towards each other. And just continue to do this movement. So keep it slow. Remember, four counts in and four counts out. Just slow the movement down. And let's just incorporate the shoulders. So as we inhale and arch, we press the shoulders into the ground. And then as we exhale, when we flatten the back into the ground, allow the shoulders to roll forward. So notice that then we're contracting one side of the shoulders and the other side will relax. And then when we switch that position over, notice the other set of muscles contract and the others relax. This is natural movement patterns that we've forgotten, but we can re-educate the brain and the body to work again together very well. And finally, as we continue doing this arch and flatten movement, don't forget the head. The head is connected all the way through the back of the body to the head. It's a full movement pattern. So let's just check and notice if there's any movement happening from the head. So as we inhale and arch, tuck the chin in. And then as we exhale and we collapse in through the center and the shoulders roll towards the ceiling, just jut the chin towards the ceiling. And then inhale and arch. Tuck the chin in, so we're creating that Sergeant Major pose, that call to attention. And then as we exhale and we collapse in through the center and we roll the shoulders forward, allow the chin to jut towards the ceiling. So again, can you see this is that engrossed look as we lean over the keyboard and we stare at the computer monitor? And then inhale and arch back to the Sergeant Major pose with the chin tucked in. So just do a few more of these. Again, noticing now the correlation from the hips through the backbone to the shoulder movement and to the head. It all works together and we're creating that coordination and that movement pattern again. So just finish the one that you're on there and just take a really nice deep breath in through the nose and then breathe out through the mouth to finish.